Hey, it's Scott. This is what we call a disappearing episode, which is exactly what it sounds like. It hangs around for a few days and then it disappears. So if you're listening right now, guess what? You actually get to hear it. And if you ever see a disappearing episode in your podcast feed, then just know it's going to go away shortly after that. So we use these type of episodes to give you a glimpse behind the scenes, share content that we don't necessarily advertise to everyone, be able to make announcements for what's going on here at Happen to Your Career and new and exciting things that we have coming out. So today, I first want to share a story and then I'll make an announcement. But you know, over my life, It's been really kind of crazy, but I've had to call 911 many times. Not just once, not just twice, but I've called 911 a lot of times. I seem to be in places when the timing is just right and I need to call. Here's what actually happened most recently. This has been not too long ago, but a little while. I ended up leaving the coffee shop after writing for a couple hours while I was walking to my car. I heard this massive, loud, sickening crunch, and then all of a sudden it's followed by this like screeching, slow grinding. It was a pretty terrible sound, right? And I ended up looking up only to find that there was this Ford Taurus with its rear completely smashed in. It was moving just very slowly, just rolling slowly to a stop. And it was like 30 feet in front of me. It was smoking. It smelled like, if you've ever smelled something electrical burning, that was what was happening. And quite honestly, my first thought, I feel like I should be embarrassed sharing this, but I'm not really, was that it was now going to take forever to get out of the parking lot and I should get out of the parking lot while I still can. But then all of a sudden the car door slammed. I heard this really loud car door slam and that like jolted my attention, and it was from the vehicle that ran the stoplight. And I watched as the passenger out of that vehicle got out and just started walking rapidly away from the scene as fast as he could. And my only guess was that he wanted nothing to do with the police when they arrived. And then the driver got out on the other side and just started clutching his head. And then all of a sudden I looked at the other car and my attention was jerked towards this fact that there was a woman in the Ford Taurus with the caved in rear. And I saw the deployed airbags. And I also saw that the doors were still closed and she hadn't got out yet. Now you can call me a bad person if you want at this point, but honestly, I really didn't want to be there. There was a lot going on here. And because I'd called so many times to 911, I know this could take many hours to sort out. And I had a really, really full schedule for the afternoon. But it was this type of time where I always have to ask myself the question. And that question for me is, what will I wish I had done when everything else is over? And this question, this one single question, what will I wish I had done when everything is over? It's helped me avoid so much regret. And as it related to this situation, I ended up, you know, cursing in my head a bunch of four-letter words because the choice, and for me, the answer was obvious. It was totally inconvenient. But I knew that what I had to do. I knew what would allow me to avoid regret later on. So I ran over to the Ford Taurus. I wanted to check on the woman who was there. And as it turned out, she was having troubles breathing and chest pain. So I was talking her through that and, you know, asking her about that. And now here's the thing. This type of situation where it's totally inconvenient, but it's implicitly clear when I ask that type of question, what will I wish I had done? What I need to do in that moment? It's happened many, many times over. And what I really wanted to do would not have been the choice that made me happy in the long run. Happiness, as it turns out, is a fickle thing like that. It often does not work the way that most of us think it does. The decisions we think we want often are not what makes us happy in the long run. And there's a lot of places where this is really tricky, but especially with your career. Here's why. Decisions where you have the opportunity to avoid regret are often those that also provide you the opportunity to become the type of person that you want to become. Now, this helps with your long-term happiness. It helps with your fulfillment. However, it gets really complex because avoiding regret is not the only thing that you need to do to be happy. And if it was that simple, if that was the only thing that you needed to do as a guiding light, then being more happy more often would be a lot easier. However, the problem is, it's just one of many areas that leads down the road to a happier life and a much happier, much more fulfilling, much more rewarding career. And I know this is incredibly difficult. I know it because at this point, we've now helped thousands of people through this type of journey in discovering and finding and identifying intentionally what makes them more happy more often and learning where that crossover is as it relates to your career and how you contribute to the world, especially as it relates to how you earn a living and how you spend your time. And even though it is very difficult, there's a couple things that can make it way easier, that can help you understand much more about how happiness really works when it comes to your career. So one of those things is we're actually doing an online masterclass this coming Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time or 7 p.m. East Coast time, which is New York time. And I'd love to invite you to join us. It's online. It's free to attend. We're not doing replays. We have done some replays in the past. And quite honestly, what we've learned about replays is that everybody thinks that they want to, but most people don't actually listen to them. So instead, we're not doing replays, and we don't the majority of the time. That said, it's called How to Find Meaningful Work, The 6 Must-Have Keys for Career Happiness from working with 2,000 plus high performers. And we'll cover everything ranging from what you need to do differently to make career happiness a priority, several things, two in particular that you don't know about yourself that impact your career happiness, some of the more surprising answers to what brings career happiness. I've already shared with you that is not just one thing, right? And what you can do, some things that you can actually do to get along with your boss and make sure that your next role that you take isn't accidentally misadvertised. And I think if you've listened to the podcast for any length of time at this point, you probably know that we're really interested in giving you actions that you can actually do, start doing now, so that you can move down the path to career happiness and what creates a much more meaningful life and career for you. So you'll leave with some specific things that you can do. So if that's something that's interesting to you and you think that that would help, I would absolutely invite you to attend. And it's just for that one day only this coming Thursday, 4 p.m. If you want to join us, you can go to happentoyourcareer.com and sign up, or the easier way is probably just send me an email, scott@happentoyourcareer.com, and just put career happiness training in the subject line, and we'll help you get registered for it. Just let me know. And it is something where we only have 100 spots in total to be able to attend. So if that is something you're interested in, just stop, pause this right now, pull out your phone, email me, scott@happentoyourcareer.com, and put career happiness training in the subject line. We'll make sure that you get that. One other announcement too, at the same time, we just opened our signature coaching program for applications. We open our signature coaching program, which is custom coaching that's specific to your situation, where we custom tailor exactly the type of support that you need. We open that someplace between 4 to 6 times every year. I think it was 5 times last year, and I think we're scheduled to do, I want to say, between 4 and 5 times this year. That said, we're opening that up, and we only accept 15 people. Right now, we only have the capacity to accept 15 people into the program, but if that's something you are interested in finding out whether it's right for you, then drop me an email there too. You can do the same thing. Pull open your email and just put signature coaching in the subject line. And then I'll connect you with my team so that you can have a conversation with either Philip on my team or myself or another member of my coaching team. And we can understand more about you, what type of help you need, what your goals are, what you want to move to, what you know about it, what you don't know about it. And we can make recommendations for you about whether or not the program is an amazing fit or not. And if not, we'll be happy to try and recommend you towards something that is. One way or another, though, if that's something you are interested in learning more about, then just open your email, drop signature coaching into the subject line, and then I'll connect you with my team. And we'll go from there. We'll figure out the very best way that we can help support you. Hey, thanks so much for listening. I just want you to know that even though I know this episode's going to disappear here in just a couple of days, that I want you to know that our podcast listeners are, I don't even know how to say it. You all are our main priority. We have been running this podcast since the beginning. And if it weren't for people like you listening, we would not be able to run this type of organization and help so many other people get to work that is a fit, get to work that is meaningful, and learn what is really right for each of your individual careers. So I really appreciate you listening. And thank you so much. I have had so many emails of people saying, hey, I have shared this with my coworkers. I've shared this with my family. I've shared this with my brother who is going through a career change too at the same time. I've shared this with my mom, all kinds of stuff. I, first of all, thank you for the emails, and thank you so much for spreading the word. We are very much on a mission to help people do work that fits and change the way that all of us work, one person at a time. So I appreciate you being part of that. We'll see y'all next time on the Happen to Your Career podcast. Until then, I am out. Adios.